USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is leaving his job next month, ending a two-year tenure marked by President Donald Trump's clashes with intelligence officials. Trump announced Coats' departure for August 15th in a tweet that thanked Coats for his service. He said he will nominate Representative John Ratcliffe from Texas to the post. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former Special Counsel Robert Mueller in last week's House Judiciary Committee meeting. A popular community festival was coming to a close in New York when gunfire erupted in a Brooklyn neighborhood, leaving one man dead, another person in critical condition, and 10 others wounded as they're continuing to search for two shooters they believe were involved. The crowd at the celebration was dispersing when gunshots rang out from a playground in the park where it was taking place. 12 people were hit, 7 men and 5 women between the ages of 21 and 55. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Three Indian nationals seeking asylum in the United States have been forced to receive IV drips at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Texas as they approach their third week of a hunger strike. Lawyers and activists who spoke with the men fear their force feeding might be next. The U.S. Department of Justice filed orders with federal judges that relate to non-consensual hydration or feeding of four men, according to the court officials. Linda Corchado, the lawyer for three of the four men, said the fourth man is also Indian and represented by a different attorney. It's unclear if that man was forced to accept an IV. The men have been locked up for months, one for more than a year, and they're trying to appeal or reopen asylum claims that were initially declined. As of today, they've gone 20 days without food. Tropical storm Eric is churning toward the central Pacific and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by tomorrow. The storm is about 1,300 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters in Southern California will be keeping a very close eye on the storm. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A poll of 2,000 Americans that examined their eating and snacking habits discovered 88% are so-called zombie eaters, according to looking at their screens while eating. John Clemens reports.
From their TVs to their phones or laptops, they're multitasking. The study also revealed they looked at their phones more than two separate times during a single meal. 83% of those surveyed revealed they had their food go cold while deciding what to watch. Judy Gammon is a healthy eating expert with Executive Medicine of Texas.
It's something we're all witnessing. Go to any restaurant, you notice that when people are sitting around the table, even families and even couples that look like they're on a date, they can't help but pull out their phone.
Another 80% of the zombie eaters surveyed said they found themselves so busy they were preoccupied with their screens that they forgot to eat. I'm John Clemens.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teams behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of 8th graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months. Haley Hardcastle is an 18-year-old from suburban Sherwood who introduced the bill along with other student leaders. She says it changes the stigma around mental health and encourages kids to be honest with their parents if they're struggling. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.